Good morning, Dubai. Welcome to the Love in Dubai show. So in today's news, health center hit with 1 million dirhams fine amidst, of course, fraud investigation. The internet is going insane over the Apple Vision Pro. You don't wanna miss this, of course. And the ultimate hack for all short queens out there. Dubai residents, bold Valentine's Day declaration. And then we have Omar Gul, who transformed Dubai's skyline with 425 million dirhams woodland residents. So don't forget to tune in to our podcast wherever you get your podcasts from. Enjoy the show. Good morning, Dubai. Happy Tuesday. Hope you guys are having a great week.
I have to keep Tuesday doing this every day. It's the second day I'm doing this.
I think we should get an umbrella.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just close my eyes.
Yes. It is 8:30 a.m., you guys. I mean, yes. You know, if the lights are too bright, just get an umbrella. Right. Yeah, Alibaba just woke up.
No, I didn't just wake up. I was awake from 6 a.m. But
yes,
like the lights go from 0 to 100
in a second. So before we start our show, let's start with the Gaza genocide report. It's 123 days since the war has begun on October 7. The current death toll stands at 27,478. The number of injured people is 66,835, and 1.9 million people have been displaced from their homes. So let's jump to our headlines. Dubai residents' bold Valentine's Day declaration, which is amazing. We're going to be talking about it.
And the health center hit with 1 million dirham fine amidst fraud investigation.
As well, the ultimate hack for all short queens out there.
The internet is going insane over the Apple Vision Pro.
As well, we will be meeting Omar Gul, who transformed Dubai's skyline, as you guys can see, with 425 million dirhams with land residents. So you guys, before we start with our news, we have a tiny gift for you guys, which is beautiful. This beautiful lab case Pro. Of course, it's a laptop case to protect your laptop, unlike us. It's beautiful. So all you have to do is comment and let us know in the comments, why do you think you want this beautiful lab case? You know, of course, you know how carrying your laptop from place to place can be very dangerous. If it falls down, I don't think you would want to break your laptop. So good morning to you guys. I'm watching all of your comments. So let us know. Do you guys think? So saying is, okay, well, good morning to you, Gitty Go winner. Hi, good morning to you, and good morning to Wifey. Hi, Wifey. This actually is very, this is very in line with our Valentine's Day story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Of course, you guys. So comment, don't forget to comment. We'll be picking randomly who will be winning this beautiful case that I am sure would protect your laptop. Would you want this case, Ali?
Well, I kind of need something to protect my laptop.
Okay, yeah, same. I have my dad all the time telling me, Farah, get a laptop case.
Interesting.
But, of course, you know, I mean, just like, I feel like, honestly, at this point, Apple products, the moment I put a case on them, it's very scary to carry them without a case. But it kind of like ruins the vibe. So don't be like me, don't be like Ali, get a laptop case and don't forget to comment to win this beautiful case. I would open it for you guys and show you how beautiful it is, but it does seem very thin and I would say elegant. So don't forget, well, good morning to Fatad. Hi, good morning to you. Already we have some comments. You guys, don't forget, we are picking the winner of this giveaway randomly.
Yes.
Now we have a generator and we'll be picking them randomly. So we're going to put this aside for now because we have a lot of stories to tell you guys.
we have a lot of stories
to get
through
today. Yeah, we do. And they are mainly as well Valentine's Day. Since Valentine's Day as well, guys, tell us in the comments who is your Valentine's Day. Don't forget to comment and mention and tag people to win this beautiful case. So let's jump to our first story. Healthcare hit with 1 million dirham fine amidst fraud investigation. Of course, Abu Dhabi Healthcare Center faces 1 million dirham fine for fraud. The Department of Health in Abu Dhabi has fined a healthcare center for 1 million dirhams. Now, some doctors from the center are under investigation for suspected fraud. The center is now banned from providing dental services at all its branches. The action comes in response to suspicions of fraudulent activities aiming to prevent them from offering these services in the future and misusing public funds. Of course, you guys, this is, I would say, amazing.
Yeah. Furthermore, the Department of Health shut down eight healthcare facilities. Among them were three, an occupational medicine center, a laboratory, and a medical center that broke the law regarding infectious disease prevention. Additionally, four home care facilities were closed for not meeting the department's standards and regulations for home care services.
As well, a dental clinic was also shut down for various violations, such as employing unlicensed healthcare professionals and not following sterilization protocols. At this point, the healthcare in UAE in general is known for it to be one of the best, right? Mm-hmm. And for such, I would say, healthcare facilities not following the protocols and so on, it just, I would say, jeopardize the, I would say, the image that that UAE has created overall, whether it's with sterilization or even as simple as, you know, like hiring people that are not even professionals to be implementing all of these healthcare services, right?
Yeah. Yes, one of the most, like, I believe so, the strict policies regarding healthcare are in place within the UAE, and if they are not met, they will be met with harsh fines and the harsh decisions, you know, in terms of closure and so forth.
100%. You know? At this point, it just amazes me how, like, people just know the strict rules that UAE goes with and on and on and on. And yet they still, I don't know, break it.
Yeah, well, you know, if it's either unintentional or intentional, you know, it depends. But you should always, if you're in very sensitive fields within the UAE, you should always be aware of the laws and regulations 100%. In detail so that you do not fall into or do any mistake, you know, and cause problems to many, many other people.
Yes. So now let's jump to our next story.
Yes. So this story, if you've been under a rock lately, the Apple Vision Pro, you know, is trending. The internet is going insane over the Apple Vision Pro. Have you seen what's been going on with the VR headset for Apple?
Yes, of course. It's trending right now. And of course, which is, I mean, I've seen it, but it's too expensive. Who would get a VR set for 18,000 dirhams?
You guys want to guess how much it costs on Noon?
It's 18,000. No, would you get it?
Technically, it's one dirham away from 19,000 dirhams.
You know, actually, I've heard that companies use the 999 as a marketing technique because it's just always there. In your head, it's like, you know what, fine. It is cheaper because, like, it's 999.
Yeah.
It's even implemented in supermarkets.
Ever since I was a kid. Ever since I was a kid, my dad used to tell me.
Yeah.
The 99 is a trick that it is very old and it works, you know?
It does.
It does. You look at it, that's a good price. And then at the end of the day, at the end of it, you just gather it up and you're like, it's not actually that cheap.
Yeah, it's really not. But the thing is, it's not about that. It's about the fact that Apple just has its name. So, like, if Apple just drops a product,
yes,
people just trust it, whether it's the iPhone 15 or the iPhone, even though, like, I don't know, to me, they're all, like, I don't see the difference. Mm. But for technological people or people who are obsessed with technology, they see this and they actually look at this as like, oh my God, the big thing. So I just wonder, like, people who are obsessed with technology, are they going to be getting it?
Yes. Like, have you seen Casey Neistat's video on YouTube?
Yeah, but
he basically went around New York wearing the Apple Vision Pro and just in front of people, he's just tapping air and people are just looking at him funny, like, what are you doing?
But I don't think it's going to be like funny anymore. I think it's going to be the new normal. Yeah. You know, at this point, like, nothing just like shocks me anymore. Like at the beginning, yeah, maybe it used to shock me, like with all of these technological, I would say, things that would come out, but it doesn't shock me anymore. At this point, technology is the future.
You know, I agree with you. And there's another thing I want to tell you.
Okay.
The Simpsons have done it again.
They Do you believe that they predict all of these things?
They've predicted this.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. I feel like at this point it is scary. No, again, we should not trust the Simpsons because like, it has been found out that a lot of things that we think they predicted is now created because like it's very easy to create a cartoon, you know?
I think they have very good intel before it actually happens, you know? I think they have good sources.
Yeah, they do.
Like 10 years before.
Well, guys, let's keep the conspiracy theories aside. So let's jump to our next story.
Yes, moving on. The ultimate hack for all short queens out there. So basically, a Dubai resident posted a video of her husband attaching a balloon onto her so that she doesn't get lost.
That's hilarious. She also titled the video Short Girl Problems. They shot this video at Global Village, and we all know how crowded the place can get.
These days, of course.
Yes.
And yeah, and if you're a bit on the shorter side in terms of height, you can easily get lost in the crowds. You know, it does get crowded.
How short is too short? I mean, what if the guy is too tall and the girl is like average height? How short is too short?
150.
Okay, yeah. Guys, let us know in the comments. How tall are you? I mean, I am 165 and yet I don't know.
I think that's short as well.
That's not short. That's not short.
I think that's an average height.
That's average height.
Average height, yeah.
Exactly, because like I have like, I've seen guys who are like, I would say like, my height.
Yeah.
You know? Mm. I mean, some guys are just like taller and some guys are just like shorter.
Mm, I'm on the taller side.
Yeah, you're on the taller side. So like, again, like maybe I don't... He should have clarified how tall is she. Because like at this point, you know, I used to be very tall when I was like younger, but then I just like stopped
crying. But you can see her within the video that next to other people that she's shorter than the people surrounding her. And the balloon was just up there and you can clearly see the balloon.
That's hilarious. I mean, if I was her, I'd be offended.
She's the one that posted it.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but like
I think she took it in a very, very, like, funny...
Light way.
Yeah, in a light way. Like, okay, I'm short, so what? You know?
Yeah,
like, she can't do anything. She can't go on a stretcher and get longer. I don't take any pills.
She can have, like, I don't know, like pull-ups. I've heard, like, you know, like... The exercise, like pull-ups.
There are shoes now that give you like 3 inches, you know, 4 inches in height. I'm not talking about heels, but like in shoes. Like the sole of the shoe would be like 2 to 3 inches.
Thick, yeah.
Yeah, very thick.
Yeah, but still, I mean, honestly, it is a funny video. And, but still, if I was her, I'd be like, oh, wow. So you think I'm that short?
As Farah, you would be offended.
Yeah, because I'm not short. I'm like, I'm 165 centimeters. So
yeah,
is that short, guys? Let me know in the comments. Do you think that's short?
I don't think you're short.
Yeah, no, I'm not short. Take that back. You have 1 second to take that back.
If a girl is 170, they're tall.
I mean, with heels, I'm like, what, 170, 170?
Without heels.
Well, guys, well, now let's jump to our next story. Dubai residents' bold Valentine's Day declaration. Of course, Valentine's Day is around the corner. The TikToks, memes, and internet is going crazy about it has begun. It has become so important to have a Valentine's date as this Dubai resident walked around Dubai in a white wedding dress with a cardboard held up that says, I'm free on Feb 14, hinting at Valentine's Day.
She has taken Insta by storm for her humorous and all-too-real cardboard signs, and I'm sometimes serious. So it is not her first time, but creating relatable cardboards might be her middle name.
Oh, that's actually hilarious because like I just can't imagine having like a cardboard saying, "Okay, I'm free on Valentine's Day."
I'm single. Please help me.
Would you approach? would you approach her?
Would I approach her?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Oh, okay. Why?
I don't believe in Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay. Why? Come on. If you have like a girlfriend that you love and or like your wife or so on, why wouldn't you?
I don't believe
get her a gift. Just like happy Valentine's Day.
I don't believe in Valentine's Day. It's just another normal day that's been marketed. That Valentine's Day.
Yeah, but still, you know. Well, in that case, if you don't believe in it, maybe you should get your girlfriend or your wife a gift every day.
Not every day, but like on occasions in terms of anniversary or her birthday. Yes, sure. You know?
Yeah.
Or if she's accomplished something, then yeah.
Yeah, but like it's like cute to have like, oh yeah, I have a Valentine's date. It's cute. Like, you know, like red, everyone's like love.
I think that's been wired into
I'm
people's
I'm gonna throw
brains.
A heart here and just like there's a missing person there, so
I mean, I'm single, so
yeah. Oh, okay. Well, you know what? The thing is, like, I personally believe that Valentine's Day, yes, it is marketing and so on, but it's marketing to people who go like I would say, like, too abroad with it. You know what I mean? Like, too, like, you know, like people can just be like, oh yeah, happy Valentine's Day. Let's go on a date. Let me cook you a meal. Let me do something.
I think if it's like, if you want to do something special on Valentine's Day, go ahead. You know, it's not a problem. I don't have a problem with people enjoying Valentine's Day. You can enjoy Valentine's Day like how people enjoy New Year's Eve, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So similar to that, I would like, I put it in the category of, it's like New Year's, okay, whatever. Yeah. You get what I mean?
You know? I don't know. Hisham and Ali, what do you guys think of Valentine's Day? We have our producers. Do you have a Valentine's Day date?
They don't.
Oh, he's doing, well, Hisham is doing a long distance date. Guys, actually, even if it is, like, just like an online date, yeah.
Yeah, been there, done that, buddy. Hello. Hello.
So, guys, Hisham is doing an online date. I actually see, like, he's putting effort just to, like, talk to his partner and be
of course.
Hey, I like you, I love you.
Well, it depends from person to person, you know,
yes.
And what they, you know,
prefer,
you know, if they prefer to do, you know, something on Valentine's Day, go ahead.
Guys, just get your girlfriend a gift and take her out on a date. Just let's keep all of that aside. Trust me, I'm a girl. I'm telling you guys, if you have a Valentine's date, get
don't
your girl.
Fall into the trap. don't fall into the trap.
No, actually, get your girlfriend. Take your girlfriend out and get her a gift. So now, guys, we will be going on a short break because after this short break, we will be meeting Omar Gul, who transformed Dubai skyline with for 125 million dirhams woodland residents. Welcome back to the Dubai Love and Show, you guys. We have the one and the only Omar Gul, who has transformed the Dubai skyline. And we are so excited to see all of the aspects that has done. How are you?
I'm very good.
And welcome to the Love and Dubai Show.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
We're excited to have you. And we have a lot of questions because you have led the real estate visionary with 425 million. Dirhams, right, for the woodland residence projects in Dubai.
Yeah.
So we have a few questions for you, Omar. I would like to first of all ask you is what inspired the project and how does it stand out in the Dubai real estate market?
It wasn't an artistic inspiration, rather a business need. Dubai has had shortage of luxury units and Dubai developers are used to producing mass units. So we wanted to keep design thinking at the forefront and essentially come up with something which an end user would really like.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing we did is we steered away from a traditional branded residence, rather integrated branded products within the community.
Mm-hmm.
So we tied up with Lambinum, which produces Automobili Lamborghini surfaces, and we integrated that. And other than that, we thought of everything, like anybody buying more than a 3 million house needs a maid's room, needs a driver's room, needs a nanny's room. And if their kids are older, they need a study. So the nanny's room is convertible into a study. It has 5 bedrooms, family living, high ceiling height, and it is impeccably designed.
Understood. So you talked about Laminum.
Yep.
So if you could tell us more about your collaboration with Laminum in cooperation with Automobile Lamborghini and as well branded surfaces. So what impact do you expect on the woodland residents?
So Laminum is the largest, one of the largest luxury ceramic manufacturer in the world. They're an Italian company. They are the licensee to produce Automobili Lamborghini surfaces. Automobili Lamborghini is the Lamborghini car, so they have licensed them the name to produce Lamborghini surfaces, which are inspired by the design quality of Lamborghini. We are actually using these tiles all over the house. So we're using a few of those products, about 3,500 square foot of Lamborghini tiles in each of our villas. So the moment you enter, you get the Lamborghini vibe from the interiors. All the bathrooms have Lamborghini, and that's what the collaboration was. And customers really like the design. We launched last Friday. I was supposed to be here. Unfortunately, I got unwell. And we already over 90% sold.
That's beautiful because, like, as you've said, that it seems like, you know, the property that you're selling is filled, like, it's luxury based,
yes,
right?
And absolutely.
It's like, there are, like, because, like, you have incorporated the Lamborghini surface with your property. So it's beautiful at this point, honestly. So you've achieved sales for over 20 billion US dollars. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yes, exactly. So, which is very impressive. So what key strategies have constantly contributed to your success in the real estate market?
See, 20 billion is a big number, but over the span of 13 years of career, it isn't as big as it sounds. Real estate is a very simple industry. People try to overcomplicate it. People have always needed houses. Houses have been a good form of investment. Considering that, the best way is to create distributorship. For example, my last role with MR, I increased the number of active brokers from 100 and something to about 700 something. So that was a 700% increase. 700 companies essentially means 3,500 people. So you increase 3,500 people in your sales channel promoting your company. So it's always been distribution led. And any company that has scaled in the world in the past has done it through distribution, especially in the traditional industries. So I've been very strong in distribution. I've treated my distributors well. They are a very important sales channel. Even now, all of our sales are through brokers. And we are glad that we do it this way. And this is the right way to do it. And that's what's led to the entire 20 billion of sales.
That's amazing. So you spoke about Amar and Damac, and as well, I want to ask you that, what with leadership roles at Amar, Damac, and as well GLL, how has your diverse experience shaped your leadership approach in different markets? And as well, what are some of the most exciting aspects of the project for investors and homeowners?
So most of my roles have been international, and GLL is an international consulting firm, and Damac, I was in an international role. MR, I joined in an international role. So I'm used to working with teams, remote teams in different countries, different cultures, different styles of working. So that has enabled me to work with almost everybody from the world, all over the world, with different style of working, and I become very good in managing remote teams. And sensitive to all the cultures, and that enables me to bring out the highest productivity from the resources in each part of the world. Even currently for woodland residences, there are about 20 resources that operate purely remote. And we are able to manage with that really well. Most real estate companies wouldn't be able to do that.
So let's talk about the project.
Yeah.
How many villas will be in the project?
There are 30 villas in the project.
Okay.
It's a 425 million. So each villa, the average of the villa would be about 14.1 million. And you asked me a question earlier regarding what sets it apart. There are two things which I really think which residents are going to like. It's a part of District 11 community that has a lagoon very similar to the lagoon that we see in District 1.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a swimmable lagoon with an artificial beach. Other than that, we've created a 100-meter temperature-controlled lazy river. So our customers cannot just swim in it, they can actually boat in it, they can row in it. So that sets it apart. And other than that, everybody who buys a $3 million, $4 million house in Dubai, traditionally what you've seen is the first thing they do is they appoint an interior designer, they break the whole thing, they redesign it, rebuild it, they waste 1 year and a lot of money. We have thoughtfully designed it for customers to not have to do so. So they save time as well as money.
Interesting. So which actual branded products will be offered in the villa?
Since it's laminum producing, the surfaces means porcelain tiles. So we are using three designs predominantly. The first one, we have a double height, 3.5 meter entrance lobby atrium, which is going to have design one. Common areas are going to have very off-whitish design. And the bathrooms are going to have very charcoal gray darker design. The pattern in the tile reflects the Lamborghini design, and just at the first look, anybody would know it's Lamborghini.
Which is amazing. Honestly, I would be very excited to see the finished product. So what about your outlook on the real estate market in the UAE and particularly Dubai, you know, for over like the next 3 years?
So far, it looks very healthy. Dubai has had hyper growth for a few years in the recent few years. I do not see it growing as fast, but I do see it growing. The population is growing by 110,000, 120,000 people a year. The number of units being delivered is between 30 and 35,000. So that's 3 point something people per house. So it's actually creating a bit of undersupply so far. That's why we see rents increasing. We're going to continue seeing those increase. Mm-hmm. And we're going to continue seeing price increase. Just the rate of increase may be lower than last 2 years.
So you think rent is going to be increasing?
It looks like that.
Okay, well, you guys, you've heard it from the real estate market expert, Omar Ghul. Well, Omar, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so
much.
And
for giving us all your insights on real estate. And with this, our episode for today ends. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow, next time, 8:30 a.m. Goodbye from me.
Goodbye. Bye.